In this segment, Dolly is going to explain some of the rules of the musical freestyle, what you should and should not do.
The competitor first wants to make sure that their music is recorded on a CD, and we highly recommend that it has been professionally edited, because if the sound levels are different or if the decibel levels are different, it can really come across as distorted, and it doesn't work over some of the sound systems where the freestyles are played. Some competitors now are trying to email their music to the show or show up and expect the sound person to download the music from the phone or a memory stick, and this is not correct. The rule is very clear that it must be presented on a CD, and there must be a backup CD. People are not bringing the backup, and then if there's a music failure, they're out of luck. Go to the sound check, very important, and make sure that the music can be heard in all parts of the arena, but be careful that you're not choosing to play it too loud. If the competitor insists that the music is played too loud, then it makes the judge's job impossible. Music cannot be accurately assessed when the judge is screaming at the scribe. This has happened to me several times. Think about what the judge's job is when you choose the sound level. Before you enter the arena, if the music is too loud or soft, you can signal the sound person to adjust it up or down, or better yet, have a representative in the sound booth that knows your music and knows what level it should be played at. If you were about to enter and they clearly have the wrong music, do not enter the arena. Signal the sound person and go tell them that this is not your music or it is the wrong freestyle. You may have actually brought a different CD and not realized it. Raise your hand when you're sure they have the correct music and start over. The judge will understand and will ring the bell again. Or if the judge is signaling you, go talk to the judge and explain what the issue is. If the music fails or there's a power outage during your ride or it is impossible to hear it, stop and go talk to the judge. The judge does not know if there is a problem, so you must go tell them and request to come back when your second backup CD is tested and it works. Then you can finish your freestyle. We've heard of a couple of instances of judges asking competitors to finish their freestyle without the music, and the judge would go ahead and score what they'd already seen. This is okay if your freestyle is almost finished, but it's not okay if the freestyle is less than halfway finished or if the judge has not heard the music for all three gates for the lower level freestyles. You have a right to finish to your music, and you will be allowed to either start at the beginning or start where the music failed. But just know the scores already given will stand and are not changed. If you do not have a backup CD, be polite and accept the fact that you will not be able to present your freestyle on that day. It's a tough lesson, but you must have a backup CD. Show management will always tell you when to come back, either during a break or at the end of the day. If you have a question for the judge or question about the scoring, you can request to speak with the judge through the TV, and please approach them politely. If you received a zero for a movement and you're positive that you did it, you have the right to talk to the judge through the technical delegate, because it's possible a movement could be missed, and with discussion, the judge might decide to make some adjustments. Videos may not be used to prove an omission. If you do forget to include a required movement, it will lower your score. Potentially, you'll receive a zero for it if it's clearly left out. And it will also lower your choreography and possibly your degree of difficulty score as well. If you're positive that you missed a movement, try to fit it in before the end of the music. You could have an extra diagonal added in the choreography near the end, so you could repeat a movement that had mistakes in it, or if you clearly forgot a required movement. If you get lost during your freestyle, try to take a breath and figure out where you are so you do not find yourself in the wrong place or repeating movements in the same direction. You must know your music well enough that you know what to do if there's an issue, and always try to hit your musical changes between gates and for the various paces, which are the variations of the gates. If you get ahead of the music, ride deeper into the corners and take up more time, or collect your horse and wait until the music changes. If you must add an extra circle to get caught up, that's fine. It will be scored and can make the freestyle look a little disjointed in the choreography. If you get ahead of the music or behind, make the transition when the music changes, regardless of where you are in the arena. Remember, the judge does not know your choreography, and always hit your halt at the end. It looks bad to be standing there waiting for your music to end or have the music stop when you're still riding and trying to catch up to the end of the music. This affects the impact of your ending and is the final impression that the judge has as they fill out the bottom mark. I have had competitors get confused and do two movements the same direction, like, for example, a canter pirouette, and not realize that they have done this, and it really affects their score. The freestyles are so much fun and are definitely on many of our competitors' bucket lists, especially now that our USDF finals are becoming so popular. But they also can be miserable if your music fails, or if you can't hear the music, or if it's so loud that it's scaring your horse. Be sure you've done your homework and practiced your freestyle enough times to present a polished performance, and know what to do if and when problems arise. Please read the rules, both USDF and USEF, and take responsibility as a competitor if there is an issue. The USEF rule book includes very clear guidelines as to the musical freestyle. If you review DR 129, the rule on the musical freestyle, you can get information about what to expect in presenting your music at the horse show. Music is mandatory. It's the responsibility of the competitors to select the appropriate music for the ride and present to competition management on a compact disc CD recording to be given to the announcer at least 2 hours prior to the start of the class. Sound checks must be provided to riders in freestyle classes for no fee, either on the day prior to the competition or prior to their scheduled class. The requirements and timetable for scheduling sound checks must be published in the prize list. Each rider will be permitted one representative in the sound booth to supervise the handling of the CD if so desired by the competitor. In the case of rider's music failing before or during a freestyle test, and in cases where there is no backup system, the rider can, with the permission of the judge at sea, leave the arena or start at a later time. There should be minimum interference with the starting times of the other riders, and the affected rider should return to complete or restart his or her test during a scheduled break in the competition or at the end of the competition. The rider may decide whether to restart the test from the very beginning or to commence from the point where the music failed. Judging must restart at the point of interruption. In any case, the marks already given will not be changed. Under penalty of elimination, at the discretion of the judge at sea, a rider must enter the arena within 20 seconds of the music starting. So that's the USEF rule concerning music and format.
And finally, a reminder that the CD must be clearly labeled with the horse's name, competitor number, class number, and freestyle level. And also make sure there is only one track on the CD. Do not provide a practice CD to the announcer. And be sure to know what is clearly allowed and forbidden in terms of included movements and transitions for the level of freestyle to avoid incurring a 4-point penalty. And our thanks again to Dolly for explaining the rules for the musical freestyle.